Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, January 19, 2026, through Friday, January 23, 2026. Monday, January 19, 2026. Justice Department reaches proposed consent decree with LiveCorp, one of America's largest landlords, to resolve information sharing and algorithmic coordination claims. The U.S. Department of Justice filed a proposed consent decree to resolve the United States' claims against LiveCorp LLC, a Blackstone portfolio company, as part of its ongoing enforcement action in the Middle District of North Carolina against algorithmic coordination and other anti-competitive practices in rental markets across the country. On January 7, 2025, the United States, together with its state co-plaintiffs, filed a complaint alleging that LiveCorp, along with five other landlords, actively participated in a scheme to set up their rents using each other's competitive sensitive information through common pricing algorithms. As alleged in plaintiffs' complaints, LiveCorp and other landlords, including five co-defendants, shared competitively sensitive data to generate pricing recommendations using RealPages algorithms, which also included anti-competitive rules that aligned their practices. In addition, LiveCorp and other landlords discussed competitively sensitive topics, including pricing strategies, rents, and selected parameters for RealPages software directly with each other. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. Tuesday, January 20th, 2026. Teledyne Electronic Safety Products agrees to pay $1.5 million to resolve False Claims Act allegations involving the sale of non-conforming parts to the Department of Defense. The U.S. Justice Department announced that Teledyne RISI Inc., also known as Teledyne Electronic Safety Products, Teledyne ESP, an aerospace and defense electronics company based in Chatsworth, California, has agreed to pay $1.5 million to resolve allegations that it violated the False Claims Act by supplying aircraft parts to the military that did not meet contract specifications. The settlement resolves allegations that Teledyne ESP, as a subcontractor for U.S. Navy contracts, knowingly caused false claims to be submitted to the U.S. Navy in connection with its manufacturing of digital recovery sequencer, DRS units, containing a microelectronic part that did not conform with the specifications reviewed and approved by the Navy. DRS units were a component of ejection seat systems used by various types of military aircraft. Teledyne ESP allegedly obtained the non-conforming parts from a third-party broker that was neither an original equipment manufacturer nor an authorized reseller of the part. The DRS units with the alleged non-conforming part were delivered to the Navy between November 2011 and June 2012 and installed as part of ejection seat systems in military aircraft. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. Wednesday, January 21st, 2026. Former corporate executive pleads guilty to multi-million dollar insider trading scheme. Paul Jorgensen pled guilty to committing securities fraud in connection with a multi-million dollar scheme to trade in stocks and options for Demoxity based on insider information in advance of the company's quarterly earnings calls. According to the allegations contained in the information and statements made in public court proceedings, Jorgensen engaged in a scheme to reap illegal profits by trading on material, non-public information regarding Demoxity, a publicly traded company, in violation of the duties of trust and confidence owed to the company and its shareholders. During the company's quarterly earnings call on August 8, 2023, Demoxity publicly announced its company layoffs and negative results regarding upsells and lowered its annual guidance by 8-9%. Demoxity's share price fell by approximately 23%.
Following the earnings call, Jorgensen closed out his put position, earning nearly $2 million in illicit profits. Jorgensen was terminated from Democity in August 2023. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, 2026. Thursday, January 22, 2026. Former doctor sentenced for stealing identity to apply for medical jobs. Angela K. Boston was sentenced to 10 months in federal prison and 3 years of supervised release for stealing a person's identity to seek medical employment. Boston sought employment on the medical staff of the Choctaw Nation Health Services Authority in Oklahoma in April 2023 by stealing the identity of a St. Louis doctor. Boston submitted forged diplomas with the doctor's name and a forged state of Missouri medical license with her application. The victim discovered that Boston had sought employment elsewhere using her name and personal information. Boston previously pleaded guilty in 2020 to a charge of obtaining a controlled substance by fraud or forgery. She admitted using her own prescription pad to write and sign numerous prescriptions for controlled substances using other persons' names, including prescriptions for the painkillers hydrocodone and oxycodone. Boston then posed as a patient to fill the prescriptions. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, 2026. Friday, January 23, 2026. Littleton, Colorado man indicted for filing $3 million in false tax returns. Anthony DeTillo was indicted by a federal grand jury on 3 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of false claims, and 2 counts of engaging in monetary transactions in property derived from specific unlawful activity. According to the indictment, DeTillo devised a scheme to defraud and obtain money from the United States Department of Treasury, namely the Internal Revenue Service, by making false statements on tax returns, which he filed with the IRS. Those false returns caused the IRS to refund DeTillo more than $3 million. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, 2026.
The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th Edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.